call him Chico, Ace, Diesel, and her fancy pants. I don't care the name, but people know him.
Carlos Vasquez says he's been an avid horseman all of his life. His farm, the Running Horse Ranch, sits on the banks of the Rio Grande in one of Albuquerque's most rural areas. Vasquez says people keep bringing him horses that they can't take care of.
What's more injustice? A horse just being penned up? They're not our prisoners. They like to be used. They like to get out and ride around.
So Vasquez says he understands the need for the slaughterhouse and thinks it should be allowed to operate.
I care about the processing plant in Roswell. I think the man is on the right track. Those who are opposed to it aren't thinking clearly. What is worse? I mean, take him to a processing plant to be processed for other purposes or take him to the landfill when they die.
Rick De Los Santos says people often have a romanticized view of horses, but this is about jobs. He's the manager of the Valley Meat Company and says he'll be able to hire right around 30 people.
In the economic times that we're in right now, that's what we're supposed to be doing as small businesses, is creating jobs.
De Los Santos says there's a lot of misunderstanding about the horse meat business.
One of the news stations interviewed a waiter at a local restaurant, that probably has never owned a horse in his life or been maybe even not ridden one. So they don't know that they're livestock.
But horse advocates have been vocal in their opposition. Paula Todd King is with the organization New Mexico Against Horse Slaughter.
80% of Americans are horrified by the thought of horse slaughter for human consumption.
Todd King has concerns about drugs and other antibiotics that are regularly given to horses, and she questions the meat inspection process.
We're subsidizing an industry that is not even for our use and is producing a product which is unsafe.
USDA officials say that the inspections would be similar to those currently conducted on beef, although the final details haven't been hammered out. Rancher Carlos Vasquez says he has no reservations about eating horse meat. He insists horses aren't pets. And if this sounds odd, he explains it's similar to people who raise cattle and then eat them.
To me, they're my bread and butter. I take care of them, they take care of me. But there's a point when a horse cannot do his job, then you have to send him somewhere else.
The Valley Meat Company expects more hurdles, but De Los Santos is eager to get started. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Montoya.